Hello, it is currently 11:21 a.m. on May 26th. My name is Gia Reyes, and I'm a sophomore at Pasadena High School, and I live in Pasadena, California. The first question is, when you first learned about COVID-19, what were your thoughts about it? How have your thoughts changed since then? My first thoughts about COVID were that it wasn't going to affect me that much, and that it was just this disease that was happening, spreading all throughout China, and I didn't really think it was gonna come to America, but that changed, obviously, and that changed my thoughts by making me more, we're inside all the time, that's all changed. I don't have a job, so it hasn't really affected my employment. COVID-19 affected me and my family's day-to-day activities. Both of my parents are essential workers, so the only change really has been me staying home for school, and my brother, who is 4, has been going to daycare still, because my parents both work. How has COVID-19 outbreak affected how you associate and communicate with friends and family in what ways? I definitely haven't seen as many people as I used to, so that's affected my relationships. And, I don't know. I don't really, I'm still visiting my grandparents, so I still get to see them, and I get to see a couple friends, so, it really has just affected my friends and family by, like, me not being able to see them, I guess. What have been the biggest challenge that you have faced during the COVID-19 outbreak? The biggest challenges I faced is definitely my motivation and the lack of it, and how, and, like, actually, like, doing school is, like, really hard to find the motivation to do school. So that has definitely been a huge challenge for me, and a lot of other kids I know as well. What have you and your family and friends done for recreation during COVID-19? We go on a lot of walks, and we're outside a lot more, I feel like, which is super cool. I have been really just staying home, and there's not, we like barbecue a lot more. Also, we just spend a lot more time with, like, my mom and dad and brother now than I did before, so that's changed a lot too. How has the COVID-19 outbreak affected your community? My community, the only big thing that it's affected, well, it's affected, obviously, like, the, stores and surrounding people around me, and, like, being able to, get groceries and, going to school, that's all been affected, so, I don't go to school anymore. I do online school, and we're not going back for the rest of the year, obviously. But yeah, another thing is, like, just going to the store and, like, wearing masks. Everyone's wearing masks. So how are people and around you responding to the COVID-19 pandemic? A lot of people in my age group are kind of just taking it as a joke, and, like, brushing it off, I guess you could say. But I know that a lot of older people are being very cautious of going outside, and, like, washing their hands, wearing masks, gloves. So, yeah. Have you seen people around you change their opinions, day-to-day activities, or relationships in response to the pandemic? Absolutely. I see people. There's people not working now. There's people working more. There's a lot of just change that's happened. I don't know so much about opinions. Nobody's opinions have changed so much as to their day-to-day activities. That has definitely changed. None of my friends are going to school. A lot of their parents actually have been laid off or are not working right now. Self-isolation and flattening the curve have been two key ideas that have emerged during the pandemic. Have you, your family, friends, and community responded to the request of self-isolate and flattening the curve? We've definitely been isolating a lot more. We still see people because my parents are not super severe, I guess, or extreme when it comes to like staying in the house with only our family, because I think that they understand that my mental health is widely dependent on my friends and people who surround me. So they've been very open to the idea of seeing friends and visiting them. And has COVID-19 changed your relationship with family, friends, and community in what ways? I am a lot closer with my parents right now than I have been in a really long time, actually. And I've had a friend, Madison, for a very long time. She's been a very dear friend of mine for a very long time. But I've been seeing her a lot more. We actually are staying at each other's houses. She's like one of the only friends that I'm like seeing on a normal basis. So I've gotten a lot closer with her. Also, I've just been reaching out to a lot more people and trying my best to see how others are doing and reaching out and making sure that they're okay. Have you or anybody you know gotten sick during the COVID-19 outbreak? What was your experience to responding to the sickness? So, me personally, I've not been affected by the COVID-19 outbreak, but I did get sick during like the beginning of the self-isolation period. So, I got hands, foot, and mouth disease, which I had when I was younger, so it didn't really affect me that much. I still got sick and stuff, but not like the hives and like that stuff. So, and nobody I know has gotten COVID. So, no. In what ways do you think that COVID-19 is affecting people's mental and or physical health? A lot more people are active, I feel like, physically. I know from like my friends and stuff that they are working out more, and you know, I think that it goes the opposite way for mental health, though, as in a lot of people are like becoming more depressed and more just a lot of stress put around school and stuff. So a lot of people have anxiety, and I know that it's really hard for like some of the kids who one of my best friends actually cannot go outside or see anyone really. So she's been having a really rough time dealing with that and trying to stay positive. What has been your primary source of news during the pandemic? So my parents and I don't watch the news. We don't believe in the news. So the news hasn't been really a prime source. I guess the media, but we try not to look at the media so much because we really don't know what's real or not. And it's hard to take information from them and believe it. Have your news sources changed during the course of the pandemic? No, we don't really look at the media that often. I guess I'm the one that is really the looker for the issues, I guess. Me and my dad has been listening to quite a lot of podcasts about it, and like listening to the radio and stuff, and that's been a big news source for our family. What do you think are important issues that the media is not covering? I definitely think that the media isn't covering the wide amount of health people that are working. I don't know what to call them. Health doctors and such are just, they're not, a lot of people are like on TikTok or like Instagram are like posting videos about how there's not enough medicine and there's not enough workers, and I feel like the media isn't really doing a good job of like making that known, I guess, and a lot of people are criticizing those workers and stuff and like really have no idea what's going on, and I think it's not really fair to them. How have municipal leaders and government officials in your community responded to the outbreak? I don't really know the answer to that question, I guess. Just closing schools and stuff. Do you have any thoughts on how local, state, or federal leaders are responding to the crisis differently? Trump, the president, our president, was saying that fishbowl cleaner was, like, helping, like, it could have been a cure, and, like, a bunch of people were drinking it and stuff, and, like, what are you doing? Just, like, educate yourself, and don't tell people to do things that you know might kill them, you know? Has your experience transformed how you think about your family, friends, and community in what ways? I've just been trying to be more sensitive to people's feelings, I guess, too, and more open to, like, talking about feelings in general, and, like, just doing my best to be there for both of my parents and help them as much as possible. Yeah, that's it. Knowing what you know, what do you think the individuals, communities, or governments need to keep in mind for the future? I definitely think we need to have a plan for another health pandemic in the future and how we're going to be more proactive about it, instead of us being unprepared and not ready or not knowing what's going on. And if we don't know what's going on in the future, to try and be more proactive about like figuring out what's going on. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.